of working in the Fraser office.
Yes, that's that period.
That period. I think one of the fondest memories is discovering that here I was working for the Prime Minister, this kid from Footscray, and every day being grateful to be here. I remember I mentioned before just walking along the corridor up to the Prime Minister's office, and I can remember Tony Street, who was very short, running along the corridor with a broom chasing a mouse. I remember discovering beautiful clothes that women would wear, and they're fun and very fond memories of working for Petro, who was very sympathetic and empathetic, and also for Peter Hand. He was just one of the best bosses a secretary could ever have. And it was just great to be there. Yeah, it was an honour, and it was a privilege. And I never lost that sense. I really appreciated being there. And I guess if I wasn't as shy, I would have actually made conversation with the Prime Minister, which is the sort of thing I'd do now. But I was still thinking, I'm just a kid from Footscray. He can't possibly want to talk to me. So I was very quiet.
Having asked about the fond memories, I'll ask about the opposite. The are there memories that we could call the worst memories you've got of the place?
Well, as I said, my memory plays tricks on me because I very rarely remember the really bad things. And I don't have bad memories of working in Malcolm Fraser's office, other than, okay, there might have been one or two unpleasant personalities, but that only pops to the surface when you really try to think about it. So, as a general rule, there weren't, it wasn't a bad place to work. I think I got bored working in the general typing area, and that's why I took the job as the secretary for the department liaison person, because I was bored working in the secretarial area.
Was that also a promotion?
It wasn't seen as such. I remember the other girls thinking I was a bit, why did I want to do that? Because they had more direct involvement with the Prime Minister and writing his speeches, whereas working for the departmental person, it was more administrative. But it's like a lot of those jobs that look a little bit quieter than they might be. There were a lot of interesting things to do. And also, as I said, I think, and I'm pretty sure Peter Hand would support it. I became a bit of a right-hand man, right-hand person to him, helping him with his job with administrative things. I can remember getting him on a plane when the flight was all booked. And I remember I had this favourite person at Ansett Airlines who I always called, and we used to chat a lot. So when of course it wasn't, I don't know what sort of a system they had at Ansett then, and maybe they had primitive computers, who knows. But there used to be a way of if the booking person from Ansett was on the phone at the time someone cancelled a booking, they could whip in and grab that seat straight away. And I used to keep this guy on the phone until somebody pulled out getting people on a flight. So that again was, a bit of determination, but you could do that while you were working as well.
Well, look, Cheryl, thank you very much for today's session.
Well, thanks for being interested.
I'll look forward to continuing another time. Is that
Thank
okay?
you. I'm honoured.
Thank you.